It's the 80th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
We're in Orlando.
Yes.
In front of a green... It's awful.
That's all right.
It's a green wall. It's the for those
holiday in green, if anybody can't tell.
Yeah, they're really into their green in this room.
We're here doing photo shoots.
Yeah, we're here for photo shoots. This is... So we talked... Oh, it's cloudy now.
Yeah.
Sorry. We talked about earlier, a few months ago, about how we changed the way we're doing photo shoots. Instead of going to cons, we're just going to be traveling. So this is our first stop of the year. We're supposed to be at a shoot right now as we're recording this, but they were having some cosplay trouble, which I think a lot of people can relate to. Mm-hmm. Something wasn't working out. So it's rescheduled. So we had an unexpected free day. But yeah, like, it's so, you know, as most of you know, we live in Seattle and it's pretty cold there right now. Like, when we left, it was 20 degrees.
And for any future watchers, it's January. Yeah, it's early January,
it's early,
right?
Mid-January.
Now. Yeah.
And we were freezing our asses off. We've had a cold snap in Seattle lately.
Right. All over the U.S.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's been record
snowfall. A lot of the U.S., except for Florida, I think. I think Florida.
Yeah.
It's like immune to this cold snap. So, we're down here and it's so weird, like, not putting a jacket on when you leave the door and just like walking outside with a t-shirt on in January. Yeah. Like, I always expect to like every time we leave the hotel, I'm like, like bracing for the cold and it doesn't come. And I'm like, oh, it's hot. Like, I'm hot.
Yeah. Like, it's like today,
the sun is bright.
Like 80 something.
It's like 80.
Yeah.
It's just 80.
And then up in Seattle, it's like 30s, mid 30s. So it's a very big contrast of the difference of 6 hour.
A plane ride
makes even the 3 hours that we took from Minnesota to get from Minnesota to here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Because we had a layover in Minnesota.
Minnesota,
it was 3 degrees when we landed there, just for our layover. And yeah, a 3.5 hour plane ride from Minnesota to Florida. And it's, you know, 80 degrees difference.
Yeah.
Sorry. It just hurts sometimes. Like in a lot of the times when we would go to cons before, they're mostly in the summertime.
Yeah.
And Seattle is already kind of warm, so it wasn't like jarring. And if we did go to a winter con, it was kind of cold. Like if we went to KatsuCon, it's cold there.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, this is regular. So doing something in Florida in January is pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I think MAGFest is going on right now.
I think it already went on.
Did it?
It was last week, I think.
Really? I thought, I thought KatsuCon and MAGFest were like back to back.
They used to be. I feel like they used to be like 2 weeks apart.
Mm.
But Emerald City Comic Con and SakuraCon are like that too. But this year they're like a month and a half apart. They used to be like literally back to back. And that was kind of a bummer, actually. I don't know. Convenient maybe, but also a bummer because then you can't like change your cosplays. But how do you like Orlando so far?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
We're in
the weather's incredible.
We're in the tourist part of Orlando.
Yeah,
so we're not in the downtown.
Our hotel is across the street from Universal.
Yeah. So
Studios.
It's a lot of families.
Yeah, a lot of families, a lot of chain restaurants.
Oh my god,
I've never
everywhere.
Seen like every restaurant that I could possibly name off in
every
my head.
Chain that is in Seattle is here. Every chain in states that we visited that we're like, oh, we don't have this is here. Like this Orlando or this area that we're in Orlando has, like Kevin said, just
chain.
Any chain you can think of, any chain restaurant you can ever think of is like, oh, it's there.
Yeah. we were looking for like Orlando specific restaurants and nothing within a 20-minute drive is Orlando specific. Okay, fine. Very few restaurants within a 20-minute drive.
You have to like really... And it's probably just the area we're in, but you really have to kind of like research the restaurants because a lot of the times you're like, oh, this is a chain that I've just never heard of because we don't have it up north or something. So it's been pretty funny. But we went to Shake Shack yesterday because we had it when we were in New York.
You can watch that vlog.
Yeah, that was a vlog somewhere
ago.
When we went to New York. But because we don't have Shake Shack in Washington it's just so good and like clean tasting and it doesn't make you feel heavy. It's like, considering it's like fast food burgers and crap.
Right.
Like, I don't know. So when I found out there's a Shake Shack in Orlando, I was like, oh shit.
We gotta go.
So it was pretty funny. Our first restaurant in
Orlando is
Shake Shack.
Yeah.
But it's good, guys.
No, it was good.
Anyways, yeah. So I kind of wish we don't really have time to film the podcast for the rest of our stay, but I wish we could have done a photo shoot and then done this podcast. We could talk about like how it went and like the parks
things
here
moved
and stuff.
Around.
Yeah. Shit's moved around, but it's fine. It's
okay.
fine.
Yeah.
So, as most of you probably know, AnimeCons.com, every year they release the most, I don't want to say popular, but like the most visited cons of the year.
By people?
By people. Okay. It's more of a body count.
Okay.
I don't want to say popular because, like, to me, popular, like, just because a lot of people went doesn't mean they liked it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
You can make the argument that a lot of people went because they heard good things about it, and that's why they went.
Or their friends went and they went. Yeah. There's a lot of stipulations with this one. They've been doing this for years now, this count.
Okay.
This is the AnimeCons.com it's a boring site, but it just tells you all the cons that go on in the country, basically. And this list, when I looked at it about 6+ years ago, was the reason why I chose to go to Anime Expo for the first time with Rebecca, because it was the most attended con, and I was like, Rebecca, we just gotta go balls out. We just gotta go to anime. I think this list does get people to go to places, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways,
what are the most attended cons?
I know, but sorry, I was reading the stipulations. So this is only anime conventions. Even though AnimeCons.com does list like comic cons, they don't list it in here. So even though Dragon Con is probably like way more popular than half of these, it's not listed because it's not an anime convention. So just so
really
everybody knows.
Wait, I thought Dragon Con,
it's kind of an everything. It's like, but it's like Comic Con and an anime con.
But you can make that argument with a few other. Okay, all right.
That's what they said. Okay. They don't list sci-fi. They don't list that. It's just anime specific conventions.
Okay.
Number one is Anime Expo.
Of course. With what? How many attendees?
100,000.
I was going to say 160.
They are up 10% from last year.
Wow.
The second one was Akon. We were there.
Wait, Akon?
Akon in Dallas.
Oh, sorry. I got it confused with the AkiCon. I was like, how is that number two? So
no.
Akon.
Akon, we 32,000. Right. It's up 11% from last year. So that's really good.
But that's incredible that there's a 70,000 person gap
in terms of anime cons, between the number one anime con and the second anime con, there's a 70,000 gap. That's like a whole, multiple cons.
Yeah.
In between.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know what it is about Anime Expo that draws.
It's L.A.
I guess.
I don't know.
It's easy to get
LA
to.
Has
I don't.
A lot of accommodations are readily available, I think.
There's a lot of cosplayers in L.A. that live in L.A., so that might be a thing too. Number three is Anime Central, which is in the Chicago area.
Oh, been to that one too.
Yeah, 31,000, up 1%. So, didn't change
Stagnation.
Much. Anime North, which I believe is in Toronto. 29,900, down 0.78%. So I think from what I remember, and this, I don't know if this is still true because I haven't looked it up, they did have an attendance cap. So they might never
be able to
go up.
So like the, what's the January con that we used to go to?
Oh, ALA. Didn't they had an attendance cap at the hotel though, but now that they're at the convention center in Anaheim, or where'd they move to?
Anaheim.
No, Ontario. Ontario,
yeah,
or something.
Ontario, California. Yeah.
Anyways, fifth place is Otakon.
Haven't been there.
29,100, up 8%. I think this was the last year Otakon was going to be in Baltimore. They're moving temporarily to Washington, D.C. while the Baltimore Convention Center gets remodeled.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll see how that affects their numbers next year, if it does. Hmm. That'd be interesting. Sixth place is Anime Weekend Atlanta. 28,700,
really?
Up 14.6%. That's huge. This one is surprising to me only because people talk crap about it a lot. Number seven is Anime Matsuri with 30,000, up 25%. That is crazy.
It's the George Washington something.
Bush?
No, it's not Bush. It's
no George Brown. Conley? George Brown. George Brown like Convention Center.
Yeah.
The airport is Bush.
Oh yes.
Yeah, lots of Georges. That one, they did remodel the convention center, so I think this year it's going to be brand new and there's like new stuff. But a lot of people we talk about, they're kind of like, yeah, I went. It was not good.
I think it's like sheer convenience is what it is. Because like anybody that goes to Akon has
probably
most likely
will
has the ability to go to Anime Matsuri because
sure.
It's only a 2-hour
It's like 3 hours.
2 to 3 hour drive.
I don't know
there.
How far away it is. Yeah.
It's not that far.
Yeah.
So
sure.
It's kind of a semi home con. So sure. I mean, that's why the numbers are probably equalizing as people are going to both cons.
Oh, to AKON
they're
and.
Different
and,
times of year, too, right? AKON is.
When April? Was it? May? No, June. Beginning of June. And then Matsuri. Matsuri is like March. In,
okay.
Or it was. It changes. But okay. Yeah. Yeah. Matsuri is usually around the time SakuraCon is.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
So typically yeah. in
It'd
that area.
It'd be easy to go to both.
Yeah, no problem. Number 8 is Anime Boston with 26,900, down 0.65%. Number 9 is SakuraCon, but they would not release the exact numbers to AnimeCon, so it's approximately 23,000 attendees, and we don't know if that's up or down.
Because they never released their numbers.
Yeah. Well, they used to. I don't... Or they just never got back to them or something.
No,
nah,
they probably
know.
Don't. I mean, it's not... It's none of their business.
It's not. And I know OhioCon in the past, like, will not release their numbers. They, like, refuse to.
Yeah.
I don't know why, though. Like, I don't think I'd care personally, but it doesn't matter. Number 10 is YumaCon, which I think is in Detroit.
Yes, it is.
21,000, up 9.5%. And number 11, I don't know why they did 11. That's weird.
I think because maybe they assumed that everybody figured Expo would be number one.
Sure.
I don't know.
11th is... This doesn't... I'm confused by this. Okay. So YumaCon was 21,036.
Okay.
And that was number 10. And number 11 is Otakuthon, which we went to in Montreal. 21,315. Wouldn't that be 10th place? It's more... It's 300 more than YumaCon. But YumaCon had a higher percentage up.
That doesn't make sense. Well, that doesn't matter because some people are capped.
I think that's a typo or something.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Anyways...
Who edits this stuff? Does anybody read?
Otakuthon is up 5.5%. So, okay.
Otakuthon was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was great. I would recommend if you have the ability. The only ones that are down were Anime North and Anime Boston. And they were down less than 1%, so it wasn't even...
Right.
It was basically equal.
So, was there a storm last year? Was there any reason why Anime Boston would have had a lower attendance than expected? Because it's in February.
Well, I'm
right?
wondering. I'm wondering too because PAX East now is in that time as well.
Really?
No, okay. not the exact time, but it's in like it's near it, and I don't know if that affects it or not.
It could.
I don't know.
Yeah, because people have to make a decision. Like, you want to go to PAX or do you want to go to?
Sure, if they're traveling.
Yeah. If you're coming from the West Coast, do you go to PAX East or do you go to?
Anime Expo has been the top ranking one for 13 straight years. Anime Expo will likely grow as it is often cited by attendees as the most common convention that they'd like to visit someday.
Yeah.
AX's growth has been the source of problems in overcrowding and is often cited by attendees as one of the biggest issues.
Well, this year they doubled the sales side, right? Because they expanded the sale floor to the entire
the exhibition hall?
Yeah, they expanded the entire exhibition hall. They took the whole thing, and then they moved Artist Alley into the parking garage below. So they took out an entire parking garage.
Oh, I forgot the parking garage was the Artist Alley. It was hot.
Yeah.
I felt bad for those artists.
Hey, listen, remember when we did a photo shoot in that parking garage?
Yeah, we used to do photo shoots in that parking garage.
And
yeah.
Then they've probably added air conditioning to it. So, yeah, I mean, they've grown it a lot, so... They've literally doubled the size of the exhibition.
AKON is the longest continuously running anime convention in North America.
For what, 18?
Since 1990. Whoa, that's like 27. It'll be 27 years.
Wow. Yeah, didn't they have their 25th when we went? Or
that was 26. I don't know.
Yeah, it was they had some type of
This is the first time the convention has moved above the number 3 spot for as long as they've been publishing their list.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Anime Central only reported an increase of 350 warm bodies. That's
right. They're kind of size limited too, aren't they?
It's a little awkward between the two, right? It's split in between. There's like two one buildings. In a hotel and then one in the convention center. And the convention center is pretty small for what it is. Otakon dropped down to number 5. It used to be number 2.
Well, it's because now they have 2 Otakons.
Oh, they do have Otakon Vegas. I don't know if that affects it, though.
I think it would. Yeah. I mean, if you know that they're going to have one on your side of the coast, you know, that's half the flying, well, not half the flying cost, but it's a reduction in flying cost. Run by the same people.
They said this last year about Amaris Fury, the Houston market is only so large and faces competition from Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. It seems likely that these attendance increases will normalize eventually. A growth rate of over 20% cannot continue forever. Damn, anime cons, that's like throwing some shade.
Yeah. Anyway.
SakuraCon.
We're probably going to see a dip in SakuraCon.
Yeah, I think so, too. I feel like SakuraCon has kind of flatlined a little bit in terms of attendance.
I think it's a capacity issue, too.
It is. And they are expanding our convention center in Seattle, but it's going to take a while. Yeah. So,
like I said, I think it's going to go down before it goes up because they're going to have to tear stuff down, build a new one, and then connect it all together. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, sorry if that was boring, but I find those interesting in terms of like if you want to attend a really popular convention.
No, numbers are interesting to people. Yeah. But this episode of the Lee Cosplay podcast is brought to you by us.
Yay! Hey, self.
Yes. No. If you like, we do have 3 shirts available on our store right now, and Photoshop actions.
Yeah.
We've created all of that all that great stuff for you. So if you visit elitecosplay.com/shop, any purchases you make directly help us do more photo shoots and be with you guys more often and produce these videos and all that fun stuff.
Thank you to those who have already purchased our shirts and et cetera. We love you.
Yes. If you'd like to support us indirectly, you can visit our link at, or our Amazon link if it's elitecosplay.com/Amazon. Any purchases you make through there gives us a small kickback. You can purchase anything that we've mentioned in our previous videos, any of our making videos. We do have actually a couple new how-to videos coming out here pretty soon. They're not our traditional ones because the results didn't end up the way we expected to, but you can purchase anything that we've
Kevin's forcing me to publish it.
I think so, because we can't just publish content that's like, yay, everything worked out great. People need to see, like, failures happen, like, things
but
don't work
out. I think it would be good to show the failure and then show how to do it right. I don't have the how to do it right. I just have the failure. Well, so I need to figure out how to make it right.
Okay. Well, then we have a video coming out. Sorry being secretive. It's not that.
We're also planning on doing a photography stuff, and I think we've said that before, but I'm getting antsy now, so we need to film it.
Sure. So yeah, you can purchase anything that we mentioned in any of those videos at our Amazon affiliate link.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's it.
LeeCosplay.com/shop. Okay. AX, if you are planning on going, the hotel blocks have become a little more competitive over the past 2 years.
Those 100,000 people.
Yeah, seriously. And like we've talked about before, if you can't get a hotel to a con, try Airbnb. It's
saved us a few times.
Yeah, people have apartments in the area of the convention, and it's nice. But anyways, if you are not signed up for Anime Expo's emails, they sent out a hotel block information, like a warning. If you are Premier, you get the hotel block on February 1st at 9 a.m. Pacific. If you're just a general attendee like us, they will open up February 15th at 9 a.m. Pacific.
Yes. Did they limit the number of hotel rooms you can book this year?
I don't know if they do.
Because there was a time
when prices have definitely gone up again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't imagine. But I think I heard last year they limited it because some people were complaining that the Premier people were grabbing like 30 rooms at once.
Oh. That's they might. I don't know because Kevin and I don't. You and I just like just grab one and then we're like moment. Running away.
Right.
They've added a lot of hotels this year. There are about 3 or 4 that were not listed last year. So that's comforting to people who get a little stressed out about it.
Well, also last year they had negotiation issues where like some hotels weren't listed immediately.
The Marriott, they've had problems with Marriott. So the Courtyard and JW Marriott and stuff, the Marriott likes to hold out on their contracts with them for some reason. And so for this year, it's all coming out at once.
It's probably because they did a better job negotiating.
I feel like last year and the year before, they were like, oh, we've released, you know, the Westin and the blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
But we can't release the Marriott yet. And I remember Kevin and I both sitting at our computers. And whenever I think last year was at noon. I don't think it was at 9 a.m.
It was delayed.
And at noon, and we're like refreshing, and we both got to the hotel page, and I'm trying to book, and I can't book for our days, and somehow Kevin got to book for our days, and I'm like, just fucking book it, Kevin.
Yeah. No.
So it's like, it's...
It's stressful. It's unnecessarily so, but it's stressful.
Yeah. It, but it's not as bad as Fanime. Yeah. San Jose does not have hotels.
They do not. They do not.
But, and downtown LA didn't either, and they've been building a lot of hotels there lately, if you guys have visited at all.
You can see
all the construction.
San Jose's probably building hotels, too. There's a lot of
companies. There's a lot of business down there now, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so Hilton Garden Inn.
God, I can't do that hotel anymore. Yeah.
So. Oh, no, that's just the Hilton. So, sorry, I work, my regular day job is in Cupertino, which is just outside of San Jose. Hilton Garden Inn is where we stay all the time.
In Cupertino. What's the one we stay at that we've stayed at multiple times?
It's just the Hilton.
No, it's not a Hilton. I think it's a Marriott.
No, it's a Doubletree. It's a Doubletree.
It's a Doubletree. That's awful, which guys.
I think a Hilton brand. Yeah, it is. But yeah.
That Doubletree. Well, it's not awful. That Doubletree that's just outside of downtown that Fanime offers. Yeah. It is so loud. Like, the doors.
Well, it's not that. It's just that people are inconsiderate. Like, people are running around in the hallways.
No, it's not that. It's not that. That happens at every damn con. The doors slam. So, like, anybody around you, it shakes your whole hotel room. And I'm like, I can't do this. Anyways, last time we filmed the podcast, we took a little holiday break. I'm sure you noticed. Shit was slow, dude. Like, it makes sense. You know, everybody's
no news.
Yeah, everybody's, you know, going home for the holidays or just doing that kind of stuff and not making stuff right now. I mean, there's...
Well...
Katsu Crunch is definitely happening, but it was definitely on pause.
Katsu Crunch.
That's what people call it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was also that the holidays, Christmas and New Year's, both fell on a Sunday, which...
Yeah, so a lot of people stayed...
like, weird vacation days for people.
Yeah,
so.
Like, yeah, Kevin had weird vacation days. He had, like, 3-day work weeks for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was just weird, and I was like, I don't want to do this right now because, like, nothing's happening, and people are kind of preoccupied in their own stuff. So, anyways, the last one we did, we filmed it live. So, thank you for those who hung out with us. Wow. Yeah, that was last time. It was 2 weeks ago. Someone said, oh, I missed it by 5 days. And then I think that time we were talking about how Pinky Paradise is requiring the prescription. So Dark Maven said, I have astigmatism, so buying cosmetic contacts are almost impossible. I've heard that a lot. I feel like for a hot second, Pinky definitely had astigmatism contacts.
Yeah.
But they're also like double the price. So that's not fun. German Otaku said, could you make some more cosplay posing 102? I think this series was really great and helped me a lot. Well, German Otaku, I'm glad they helped you. We are always planning on doing more of those. It's just hard because I kind of did the topics that I wanted to cover, and now it's like I really have to do like deep cuts, kind of like get more narrowed down and more narrow. The other topics were a little more broad.
We can always refresh the videos too.
Yeah, because there's stuff, you know, even though, you know, Kevin and I make those posing videos, we're also learning as we go still, even though we know a lot about it. So like what has worked and what hasn't worked. So yeah, we can make more, and I plan to. I just have to get a topic and get off my butt. Dark Maven also said, have you played the new Final Fantasy game? I have not, but I know how it ends because someone spoiled it right quick on Twitter, I think, /YouTube. And then I got fed up and watched someone
play through it.
What? I'm not going to spoil it. I mean, but I'm going to say something about it. So if you don't want to hear it, just click over for the next 15 seconds. What a sad ending. Dear God. Oh. Depressing.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Anyways, okay, end a possible spoiler, but not really. What if you're listening? You can't see.
Oh,
it.
Sorry. I Kevin was doing like a. It's done. The camera. So for those listening, I do apologize.
But it is obscenely beautiful. The graphics blow my mind.
Holla, have you finished Witcher yet?
No.
But you did get through that one mission that you
I did get through the mission that I got scared. So that was the thing. That's because I was with Rebecca. Hung out with us, and I was like, let me show you this. And then I got stuck, so Kevin had to look it up how to finish it online. And it was a little hard, though.
It was. It's not purposely difficult. It's just,
no, it was just like it was hidden. And even though I walked by this one thing I needed to get, it like wasn't showing up. So I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyways.
But now we're playing Stardew, so
we restarted a Stardew, and that. If you guys haven't played it, it was on the Steam sale. It was
full price.
$10.
We bought it full price. Twice now. I own a copy of Holly Owens.
I bought it and then you bought it.
It really is.
It's like $15 full price. Yeah. So that, I mean, compared to $60, that's nothing.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It's like, it's so in depth to the point of like, like you can do anything you want and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
And like, you can build relationships. You can do this. You can do that. You can like choose how you want to play this game. There's so many options. It's just, and it's so simple, but so not, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot
it's
of juggling.
It's just really good.
Well, between the two of us, we have over 150 hours into the game. So it's not, it's really relaxing. It's satisfying, I guess, to play.
It is satisfying. And, like, it is...
You can make it relaxing. Holly plays in, like, relax mode. And then I play in, like, full stress mode where I'm, like, calculating
and
everything
like, and
trying to get everything to work perfectly.
And I think some people do get stressed out because there are missions you need to do. But, like, you can take as long as you want to do them. There's no, like, super hard deadline.
Right.
There's a main deadline, but it's literally years in the game. So, like, it's not... It's not stressful, and like some people are really good at it and really efficient. Like I've watched this guy play on YouTube, and he's doing a second run through, so he's more efficient than he was. But he's like so good at getting like leveling up and getting all this crap, and I'm like through my second run through, and I'm like still like way behind him. And I'm like, okay.
But it doesn't matter. You get to play it the way you want.
It doesn't matter. Like the game doesn't punish you. There's no like consequences to it. So it's
One guy wrote it too.
Yeah, just one guy made it. That blows my fucking mind when you look at it, and like there's music there, like all the crap it does. Sorry, we're just like up talking Stardew, but it's so good, and I want to shake people when they don't listen to me.
Yeah, and they don't want to play it. They
don't want to play it.
I don't know. Farm Simulator. I don't know.
I know, because
the description does it no justice.
Yeah,
is what it is.
If you don't want to play it, watch someone play it.
Yeah, you'll get. Yeah.
Yeah, it's God. Anyways.
Anyway,
just one last thing. I think when we get back from Orlando, I think we're gonna publish this like now or tomorrow.
Sure.
When we get back from Orlando, I think I'm gonna do some live streaming on Twitch for editing these photos. I haven't live streamed in like almost a year. Yeah. It's been like 10 months. I don't know. It's probably, I don't know if it's gonna become a consistent thing. But I just have felt like I wanted to do it recently, but I haven't had anything to edit these past 2 months. So I will be doing these shoots that we're doing in Orlando on Twitch if you want to watch it.
We'll have another shoot too in February.
We have another shoot on January 28th.
Oh.
And then we have a shoot planned, not a date specific, but planned for February. And then in March we'll be going to Phoenix. So we're getting pretty consistent now. The past couple months have been really slow, and it always makes me really depressed, but that's how it is in November and December because people are just in holiday mode and it's fine.
Okay.
But
yeah. Let's go.
Woo! All right. So thank you for joining us for the 80th episode here in Orlando, Florida. We will be back in Seattle next week for our podcast, and it's also my birthday next week, so you should say happy birthday to me next week.
Forgot about that.
Moment. Okay.
I'll have to do something. All right.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.
Bye.